You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Dr. Rupi here. Welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about my favorite dish, and here I'm going to give you my recipe for Ayurvedic Jewish penicillin. This nourishing and spicy broth is my favorite meal to prepare for the family when they need a boost. It has a great collection of polyphenol-rich spices, antiviral allium vegetables, and plenty of warming flavors. I prefer to keep the spices like the cloves and peppercorns whole, but feel free to remove them before you serve them. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. This recipe serves 2 to 3 people. The prep time is about 15 minutes and the cooking time is 45 minutes. For this recipe, you're going to need 2 to 3 bone-in chicken thighs. That's about 350 grams, skin removed and reserved, but this is optional. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 large onion, about 180 grams, thinly sliced. 3 celery sticks, about 175 grams, thinly sliced. 6 garlic cloves, peeled and bashed. 30 grams of fresh ginger, sliced. 2 bay leaves, 4 to 5 thin slices of turmeric or 1/2 teaspoon of ground turmeric. 2 teaspoons of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of black mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of black peppercorns, 3 cloves, a small bunch of parsley with the leaves and stalks chopped and kept separate, 100 grams of brown basmati rice thoroughly rinsed, 1.2 litres of chicken stock or vegetable stock, 160 grams of spring greens finely shredded, or you can just use spinach, pak choi or hispy cabbage, whatever green you've got. To start off, if you want to serve this with the crispy chicken skin from the chicken thighs, preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade fan assisted. What you need to do is spread the chicken skins flat along a baking tray, sprinkle with a little salt and just roast in the oven. No need to add any oil or anything. It takes about 20 minutes. Leave them to stand afterwards and they will crisp up as they cool. Then just season lightly and break them into shards. You can use this to top your broth afterwards. Meanwhile, you can heat a tablespoon of the olive oil in a deep saucepan over a medium heat and then add the chicken thighs to brown all over for about 5 to 6 minutes. Remove them from the pan and then set them to one side. To the same pan, add the remaining oil, fry the onions and celery for about 5 minutes until they're softened and translucent. Add the garlic, ginger, bay leaves, turmeric and whole spices and fry for another minute to infuse those flavors into the allium vegetables. Next, you want to add the chopped parsley stalks and the rice. Return the chicken to the pan and then pour over the stock. Bring to a boil, cover it, and then simmer for 30 minutes. Check for seasoning. It might not need extra salt if the stock was super salty. Now you want to remove the chicken from the pan, set it aside to cool slightly, and then when it's cooled down, pull the chicken meat away from the bones, roughly chop them, and then put them back into individual bowls. Add the shredded greens to the pan, simmer it gently for about a couple of minutes until they're wilted, and then finish with the parsley leaves. Then you want to ladle the soup into the bowls, top with those shards of crispy chicken skin, if you've made them, and just tuck in. It's absolutely delicious, nourishing, and it has all those warming aromatic spices that you're going to love. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, please visit bbcgoodfood.com.